Did a demon lizard person eat your cat?
It is a succubus sucking the life out of you.
Lucky you. Oink.
Rita, the script.
Fine. Does nobody believe when you tell them that you saw a thing that looked like a melted scrotum with teeth, eat your doctor's brain, and then become her?
Then, person watching this video on your social media platform of choice, the algorithm has made you today's lucky winner.
The veil between dimensions is thin, and hell creatures are slipping into our world. But, like, don't stress. We've totally got it under control.
Give us a call, and we'll help rid you of whatever infernal beast is making your life a living hell.
18 and older, please. I will be participating in use of mature themes, drug use, sexual content, and some harsh g***ing language.
Rita!
What? So if a demon's got you down, give us a call at 555-420-FART.
That's not our number. Don't call that. It's nothing.
Previously on today's Lucky Winner.
I had no clue how to survive without hurting people. I was all alone. Dax wouldn't be alone. They'd have us to help them. This is not their fault.
If I need something, I could call Dax to help me work a little magic. And my little baby cakes here call me whenever they need help, too.
Artificers from around the world have their personal workshops here. The whole place is just colloquially known as the workshop.
Get Dax to the ice cream truck with the others. And give my maker's eye necklace to Dawn. She'll know what to do with it.
Keegan is on board to DM, and I've been helping him with maps and stuff, and I just need to see if Dax feels up to seeing people yet.
I'll ask them when I go see them here in a bit.
But if it's not too short notice for you, tomorrow night, we're gonna play some fucking Dungeons and Dragons.
Sunny sat across from Dax at a small table in the breakfast nook of their apartment. She hadn't known them for long, but in the time she had, she'd come to find Dax to be a pretty together kind of person. They always had a good hair day, they went to the gym 5 days a week. Up until a few weeks ago, they were a weekly visitor at Sunny's house, and they always brought some baked good they had made themselves. Today, they were not that person. Their lavender hair had faded, and Sunny noticed they were wearing the same sweats and old My Chemical Romance t-shirt as when she convinced them to shower on her visit 2 days ago. She tried to get Dax to engage as they stared into a cup of coffee.
Listen, I know you're not ready to talk about things, and I respect that. But it's getting to the point that I'm going to have to insist on working out a way to make sure you can feed without hurting anyone.
There's no need.
Oh, so you're just gonna give in and start feeding on humans? You know Dawn and Rita will be forced to kill you, right? Don't make them
No, you've got it wrong. I'm not gonna feed on humans. I'm just not gonna feed at all.
But you would die.
Maybe. Somehow I don't think it's that easy for an energy vampire.
I said we need to find a way for you to feed without hurting anyone.
Okay.
This hurts someone. Not feeding at all? That hurts you.
What if I'm not even me anymore? Huh? Have you considered that? I'm different now. I don't feel the same.
And you're not the same. You never will be again. Something terrible happened to you, and it's changed you fundamentally. You don't even have to be a vampire for that to happen. That happens to humans every day. You have to live with that terrible thing that happened to you. You're gonna carry this forever, in a more tangible way than most. It doesn't get better, it just gets easier.
You are a terrible spokesperson for vampirism.
I wish every single day that I could be anything but a vampire.
But you seem so happy.
I'm often happy. Most days, I settle for content. Even on my happiest days, I wish I could be experiencing them as a human. But I can be happy and wish things were different. They aren't mutually exclusive. I'm glad Dawn and Rita turned me back when Crawford nearly killed me. I've had so many happy moments since then, as a vampire. I wouldn't have the Murphys as my family if I hadn't been turned. I wouldn't have even seen Rita at the morgue the day we first met if I'd been human. My life isn't what I expected it to be. Being a vampire is an enormous burden, but I would have missed so much. That's what I want for you. You're young, and I don't want you to miss the chance to squeeze as much joy out of this life as possible. This has changed you, but it doesn't have to end you.
Okay. I don't know that I'm ready to talk about everything yet, but if you can help me find a way to feed without hurting anyone, I'm all ears. I feel terrible, and I think it's hunger. My head is pounding, and my skin feels too tight. It's like my body is buzzing, and it's trapped. And there's this intense cold, but, like, it's in my spine. And I want to say terrible things to you. More than anything. Horrible, horrible things.
The desire to say horrible things? That isn't you. Those thoughts don't come from you. They come from the thing that was done to you. They're just visitors. Just acknowledge them, don't try to push them out, and know that they're going to leave eventually.
Easier said than done.
I know. But I think it'll be a lot easier when you're not hungry. I have a plan, but I need your help.
I don't know what I'm much good for anymore.
We're going to summon Krakna.
I can't. I don't have a soul anymore. Well, I guess it still exists, but someone else is using it. I don't know if I can do any magic anymore.
That's something we're going to figure out together. You're still you. It may get kind of difficult, but I want to help. If it helps, I have a soul, and I'm going to help you cast it. You can use me for juice or something.
But what if I hurt you?
You won't.
But
you
what?
You won't.
I need blood from a human.
Fresh druid blood. Having blood from a witch should help even more, right? That's human, now with 30% more magic.
I mean, I guess? Yeah. Yeah, it should, but I don't have anything to offer Krakna. We used to help each other out with magic, but I don't have a soul anymore.
Sweetie, I sincerely doubt she's going to be anything but thrilled to see you. I can help you get stuff ready for the spell, but I'm going to need you to do one thing first.
Yeah?
Please, go take a shower.
I know I need to, but I just can't take glimpsing myself in the mirror right now. I don't feel like myself.
I say this with love. You smell like old weed and stale pizza, which I smell a lot with Rita, but you...
No, you're not saying...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You smell worse. You smell worse than Rita does on a bad day. Rita doesn't have body odor, and...
I'm gonna go shower. I was convinced that you smell worse.
Venturing out of the house for the first time since her uncle died, Dawn asked Viv for the current direction to the workshop. The workshop wasn't the best destination for her re-entry into the world. As far as stressful commutes go, it was the worst. This time, the directions were to drive the ice cream truck directly between the legs of the traveling man sculpture on Swiss Avenue at exactly 9:13 a.m. Her Uncle Nate had programmed her maker's eye to open his personal workshop, so Dawn told Viv she'd be waiting in there to talk to her.
You want one?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Ugh. Oh, this is gross. Light beer, Nate? Really?
Fine. Give me that. I'm not going to waste a perfectly good beer. You see that basket I just made? I could be on the Toon Squad.
You good?
Nope.
How long are we going to be here? Should you drink that second one, or are you going to...
Don't worry. You're driving us back home.
Oh, fuck yes.
Dawn eyed Uncle Nate's couch and plopped down on it, stretching the length of the couch. She let her beer-holding hand hang off the side of the couch and gently rested it on the ground. Concerned, Rita followed and crouched down beside her head, seeing half Dawn's face smooshed into the couch.
So don't let my excitement at the opportunity to have a little Mad Max make-believe time on the drive home influence you.
Oh my god, that's what you've been doing a few times I let you drive?
How did you not get that? I was yelling, witness me, last time.
You say that places other than the car when you want me to see you do something that you qualify as a sick stunt.
Okay, but that thing I did with the bouncy ball I found on the sidewalk last time we were at the park was really cool and you missed it.
I was closing a rift. I couldn't look. From what I could hear, apart from the rift and you giggling, I'm guessing you threw the ball down a slide.
I also ran back down to the bottom of the slide and beat the bouncy ball to the bottom, and then I caught it in midair.
I told you. These stunts are far less impressive when a demigod does them. I mean, Jesus Christ. I saw you teleport an ice cream truck.
That was pretty impressive, though, right?
Yeah, I'd say so. You're not a bad friend.
What?
You're not a bad friend. Sunny told me you've been feeling like you were a bad friend.
I have been, though. I've been short with you. I haven't been engaged in helping like I should be. I've just been too consumed dealing with my own thing.
I think I was trivializing whatever you're going through. I've been worried about you, but I think I just assumed it was something that could wait. If the Dax situation has taught me anything, is that there's no time to wait. Whatever you're going through, I should have trusted that you wouldn't let something trivial distract you. You're a fucking goober, and you do unhinged bullshit constantly, really. But you've never let something silly distract you from your responsibilities for long. You always come back to reality to help me and Sunny. Rita, I need you to tell me what's been going on with you. It's clearly something serious.
I wish I could tell you.
I can help you.
I have it under control. A friend gave me something I needed yesterday, and it's all going to be fixed soon.
Uh-huh. Well, that has me more concerned than I was before.
Hey, hey, don't worry about it, little buddy. Don't worry about it. I promise I'm going to be back to my old self in the next few days. You'll see. Besides, your uncle just died. You need to focus on yourself right now.
You know what? I think I need to focus on finding his weed stash.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, Donnie. I don't think you need to be cross-faded right now. You usually max out at one beer and a bong rip, and that's while we're at home and we play video games.
I told you you could drive us home!
I'm concerned that you're trying to use drugs and alcohol to try to bypass the pain of processing your grief. Hey! I know what that laugh means, but think about it. I'm probably the most qualified to tell you when your drug and alcohol use has gone from recreational to concerning. And I may not actually be a Grim Reaper, but I did the job long enough to know when someone is trying to numb their grief.
I please just have today. Just today! I had to come here to the workshop to see whatever my uncle's message was about. I have one more errand we need to run today if you can manage to drive one other place without killing us.
Don't be silly. A crash would only kill you.
Thanks. Anyways, I just want a short break. I've been grieving in my room for days. I have to focus on trying to save the world tomorrow. I just want to have today to be a little zooted, please?
Okay. All right. You can be zooted today. It might be kind of fun to be zooted for D&D tonight.
Yeah!
But tomorrow, I'm keeping an eye on you. It's going to be back to clean living for you. You'll be drinking your coffee, and your nasty bubbly water, and that cereal with the monkey on the box that you've been subsisting on.
Rita, that's a koala? There's a koala on the box.
Yes, which is a type of monkey, no?
No.
No?
Hey, sorry I took so long.
Koalas are a flavor of monkey.
Not even a little. They're a flavor of marsupial.
I'm sorry, they're soupy? Then why is there one on Don's cereal box?
Here, I'm gonna stop being a couch hog. Here you go.
Oh, you're good. I'm sure you're exhausted. So what did you need my help with? I didn't think you'd get back to the world saving and demon hunting so quickly after losing Nate.
Oh, this isn't about demon hunting business. This is actually about a message he left me. He said to show you that I have his maker's eye.
What's the big deal?
You don't know what this means, do you?
Not even a little bit, no.
Well, I thought koalas were monkeys up until a little bit ago, so I don't know a fucking thing, apparently.
I need to give you context. The workshops here, they're all passed down through families. Your family was a pretty big deal around here for a long time. Your mom had her own workshop, and your uncle had this one. Your mom didn't leave it to anyone when she died, and after the requisite time had passed, it was awarded to an artificer without a workshop via lottery. Some artificers that come here don't have a workshop of their own, and they use our communal spaces and tools to finish projects. You could have claimed your mom's shop if you came forward with her maker's eye within 30 days of her death.
Hold on. Are you saying Nate gave me his workshop?
Yeah, and everything in it. Most witches with a workshop also have a home to go back to. Nate obviously couldn't. He just left you everything he had in the world. I'll have to go tell the council to hold off on planning the lottery.
Why do you sound sad?
It's nothing. You've just been given a lot to process, and...
Oh. You were going to do the lottery, huh?
I was, but really, it isn't important.
You don't have your own workshop? You pretty much run this place.
I don't come from a family of witches. I come from a family of evangelical wingnuts. Before I came out to my family, I was seeing this guy Richie. I met him in a trans support group I was in. Richie's an artificer, and he trusted me enough to tell me. I didn't know shit about magic, but my degree is in mechanical engineering. I helped him build some stuff, and as it turns out, I had that extra something. I was a witch, too. If anyone else in my family were witches, they squashed that part of themselves down a long time ago. Anyway, when you tell your funny parents that you're a trans, bisexual witch, they don't take it well. Richie helped me get a job here at the workshop, and the council let me live in a little apartment here for free until I could afford my own. So, no, I don't have a workshop. A lottery is the only way I could get one. What?
Well, I'm either going to be reincarnated or in hell in a matter of months.
Oh, I keep forgetting that.
And I don't have any relatives to leave it to. So I choose you, Pikachu.
What?
Life didn't deal you the best hand when it came to family. Me neither. Someone much smarter than me told me the other day that I could choose my own family. I wasted a lot of time not taking advantage of that when I was alive. So, yeah, I choose you. You're my family now. Get whatever you need to get sorted with the council to make this all legal or whatever. But this is our workshop now. It's the family workshop. Just promise me you'll choose someone to give this place to when you're old. Someone who deserves it.
I don't know what to say. I never thought I'd get my own workshop. Thank you.
You should wear that necklace. I have my mom's. You should have one too.
I'll do it justice, okay? I promise. I want to deserve to be seen wearing this thing.
You already do deserve it.
I should get things organized with the council, unless you need something else. I hate to rush things, but they're working on the lottery.
Yeah, just tell me what I need to sign or who I need to talk to.
I was actually working on putting together a service for Nate, too, if that's okay. I know you've got saving the world on top of grieving to deal with.
Fuck. I totally forgot that funerals were a thing. Nate took care of my mom's. Yeah, I'd be really grateful for you to plan a service.
You got it. I'll keep working on that, too. Thank you. I'm gonna be saying that a lot, but holy shit. Thank you.
Thank you. You've been so kind and helpful. In the time that I've been coming here, I'm just really grateful to you for that. And for being so good to my uncle all those years he was stuck in here.
I'll text you if the council needs anything and about the funeral. Bye, Rita.
Rita?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. I've just been thinking about koalas and how their soup and why the soupy guys are on your cereal box. Oh my god, cereal is a cold soup. What does this mean? Are they made of soup? How does... Commercial break.
Hello, all you beautiful people. My name is Autumn, but you may know me better as Dawn from here on Today's Lucky Winner. I'm also a founding member of the group of nerds over at Control Alt Crit. We stream and produce content ranging from board games, video games, TCGs like Magic the Gathering, and almost any tabletop role-playing game we can get our hands on. Come on over and check us out at controlaltcrit.com or on Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch. You can also join our Discord community for firsthand updates on our many projects and an all-around good time.
After finding her uncle's weed and drinking two more beers, Dawn gave the keys to the ice cream truck to Rita. She had only driven a handful of times, and Dawn had been in the passenger seat to yell at her about speed limits and nearly hitting elderly people. This time, the beer, the weed, the noise-canceling headphones found Dawn laying in the back of the ice cream truck doing a crossword puzzle on her phone.
Merch.
Dawn sat comfortably, not hearing Rita roll down the window to scream, "Suck my butt, you boot-licking gooch," to a man whose truck sported a Back the Blue sticker.
"I am bigger than you. Get off the
She was only disturbed from trying to figure out 43 across, a nine-letter word for the act of atonement, reparation. Oh, it's expiation.
Lots of cops.
Yeah.
Thought I smelled.
Wait, what am I doing? She can't hear me. Anyway, she was only disturbed when Rita reached the destination of the errand Dawn had to run. When Dawn was finished with her errand, she was painfully aware of Rita's driving for the rest of their journey home.
Well, I didn't. No, it doesn't matter. That cyclist still had the right of way.
Yeah, maybe the right to get out of my fucking way.
That's not how it works. You can't just.
Hey, Dawn.
Hey, Donnie. Come on in and grab a seat. My new friend Keegan here is just setting up his beautifully detailed map. You draw this, sugar.
Rita did the basic layout and where things go. I did the illustrations. They're fine. It's not that impressive.
Oh, don't be modest, baby. You got a gift.
Okay, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to give you the heads up about Dax. They've been really sad, and we summoned Grakna to help figure out a way they're going to feed. And Dax asked how long I could stay, and they just
Sunny,
sort of...
Sunny, it's okay. I'll manage. Did y'all figure something out?
Yeah, we did, actually.
Yeah, totally, I agree. That's whack.
What? You just walked over here. You have no clue what we're talking about.
I do not, but I wanted to be included in the little huddle over here. So is Dax good, or...
They're fine, baby. I'll tell you what we figured out later.
Aunt Sunny!
Yeah, Kinks?
Are y'all done with your little secret meeting? Can we play some Dungeons and Dragons?
Sorry, kiddo. Everything is fine. That's the only surprise, Donnie, I promise.
Hey, Don, I hope you don't mind me crashing your little shindig.
I don't mind at all, Grakna.
And I'm so sorry to hear about your uncle, Shug.
Thanks. Oh, Keegan, you got everything set up for me.
Yeah, everyone should have their sheets in front of them. You've each got dice and a pencil. Rita, did you get to make those adjustments on your homebrew race after I gave you notes?
Yep.
Homebrew race? What's your homebrew race? Did you make a Grim Reaper? A demigod?
No. This is fantasy. I'm not just going to play with myself. Well, not in a D&D game. What are you playing?
A human artificer? Keegan said to make the character level 6. So I also took a level in Necromancer.
Dawn, you are one of those.
I know, but it's what I want to do, okay? I'm barely good at being myself. I can't handle having to learn to be another
different... It's okay. It's your game, okay? You be the best fantasy Dawn you can be.
Well, what are you playing? What's your homebrew race?
Cock Goblin.
I'm sorry, you don't mean Hobgoblin, which already exists.
Nope, I'm a cock goblin. A cock goblin bard.
How's that different from a regular goblin?
Because this one's always goblin cock, obviously.
Hail Mary, I'm a cock goblin.
Keegan, is it a pretty balanced homebrew? She didn't give herself some bonker stats.
It's really well done. Rita worked really hard on it.
Oh well, I guess I'm not the only one playing myself in this session.
That's fair. We ready?
No! Oh, wait, hold on.
Woo, little buddy! You got shrooms?
You said I had today, right? Then it's back to monkey cereal?
Yep.
That was a cool
Well, one. Shrooms were on my bucket list, and it looks like tonight's the night. I got enough for everyone.
Was that the errand we ran earlier? Who gave you shrooms at the Home Chemical Recycling Center?
Yep, I got them from Hink the Alchemist. He's in town, and one of his cousins works at that chemical recycling place. I knew Hink grew some different fungi for potion components, and I got the feeling he enjoyed them for recreation, too. I asked, he got very excited, and he said he had magic mushrooms that were so good, he guarantees I'll find an answer to a problem by the end of the trip.
You should think real hard about how you want an answer to stop the apocalypse before you take them.
You joke, but I am that desperate. He actually just gave them to me for free. Sonny, I got one in pill form for you. He said you can dump the contents into some blood and you should be fine.
Yay. Hold on. Should be? I don't want to barf.
I don't know if I can DM on shrooms.
Oh, you aren't doing shrooms at my house.
I'm 21 now.
Your mom would kill me.
You could be our DM and our trip sitter, baby cakes. You could keep an eye on this little dumpling of a puppy. What you need, sugar? Only Grax don't speak puppy.
Oh, he wants you to throw his little rope toy.
Oh, say no more. Sure thing, little man.
Fine, I've considered it. This is for Dawn, and she is saving the world, or whatever. I can be your trip sitter and take care of the little dude.
I don't know how shrooms would affect me now.
I really think you'll be okay. They just don't last as long for me now. But if you're uncomfortable, don't feel
pressured. Oh, I never said I didn't want to. I just don't know how they'll affect me now. I'm gonna do some shrooms.
I have some cookie dough in the fridge.
Okay. And?
Oh, shrooms taste like cow shit. It's to hide the taste.
Oh, gross.
Okay, while everyone is waiting on their cookie dough shroom chaser, let's do some character introductions. All your characters find yourselves called to the same tavern by mysterious letters you all received. The letter specified that you come here to Fort Tarleton and sit at this exact table at the Old Cuss Tavern and Inn. You knew which table to pick because the letter said it was against a wall beneath a painting of a scraggly old dog with a cigar and eye patch.
Aw, Jaxie's in this game.
Okay, sorry to interrupt, but I come bearing cookie dough for our shroomy buds.
Huh.
What? Did dumping the powdery stuff in your blood make you sick?
No, just the opposite. It actually tasted kind of good. Am I just old? Do shrooms not taste like ass anymore? Did they fix that?
Hell if I know.
Well, doesn't look like there's enough left for me, so I guess y'all will get two trip sitters.
Those few aren't for you. I got you your own bag.
Yay! Thanks for looking out, little buddy.
Is everyone good? Everyone done?
Ready, baby doll. Damn, Sonny's right. These shits taste good. I toss these here in a risotto.
Yep, next time I need shrooms, I'm gonna have to talk to your friend Hink.
I think we're all good, Keegan. Please continue.
All right, where was I? Beneath a painting of a scraggly dog with a cigar and an eye patch. Ah, okay. You're all seated at the same table, knowing that you've all been called here by the same person. Anyone care to ask your new table mate some questions? Introduce yourself, maybe?
Hail and well met, my fellow sickos. You may know me, the famed and beautiful cock goblin bard, Squirt Bigley.
Can I see if I think this Squirt person is for real? I don't want to give away too much information if she doesn't seem trustworthy.
Sure. Go ahead and give me an insight check.
Dawn picked up her D20 and tossed it into the dice tray Rita and Sunny had gotten for her. As the die slowed to a stop, Dawn's dice tray seemed to change into a large mug of what looked to be beer. She wasn't at home anymore. She was in a tavern, sitting across from a confused goblinoid creature who was squatting in their seat. Next to the goblin, she saw Sunny, in leather armor with a sword on her back.
What's going on?
Holy shit, my skin is green.
Rita?
Yeah. Whoa, Dax, you've got horns.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, hold on. So this means that the halfling at the end of the table is...
It's me, Krakna!
Oh, no. I'm so dumb.
Oh, what?
Why do you say
that? The shrooms. I think Hink and I have very different definitions of magic mushrooms.
Are we in danger?
I don't think so. I'm guessing we're stuck like this until they wear off.
So what do we do?
I don't know. Play D&D, I guess. How long could these things possibly last?
Woo! Goblin mode activated. Your girl's gonna try to fuck a mind flayer. Roll for seduction, baby. Yeah!
Hello, buddies. You ready for some goofy D&D shit next episode? I have been itching to talk about our D&D episode since before the hiatus. Like, I'm so fucking jazzed for y'all to finally hear those. Everyone fucking killed it. It's great. I'm so pumped. And speaking of everyone fucking killing it, I wanted to thank Sean Fowler from Control-Alt-Crit for joining us as a special guest voice for Dax. Make sure you peep the link in the episode details to see all the cool gaming stuff that Control-Alt-Crit has to offer. You'll hear more of him, you'll hear Autumn, and you'll even hear my sweet, sweet Violet over on that channel, so go check it out. I also want to thank Taryn Gray for joining us as Keegan. As I'm sure y'all know by now, Taryn has been my sensitivity reader for content that relates to Dawn's asexuality, because I don't want to fuck it up. And they have been doing that since the very start of the show. Dawn wouldn't be who she is without Taryn, and I'm so happy that they agreed to lend their voice to the show that, really, they make it possible. Dawn wouldn't exist without Taryn. And Taryn is an amazing artist, and you should check out the show details to see their links and ways you can support them. Also, as per usual, check out the episode details to see everyone's social media handles. You can find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the handle @LuckyWinnerShow. If you want to help us out, sharing about the show on social media goes really far. We don't pay for any advertising, and every time you guys share it with someone, you're truly helping us out. Also, check out the show details for a link to our Patreon page, where you can become a patron and get some pretty sweet rewards. For just $1 a month, you can join our Discord server and chill with the cast. It's lots of really great memes. I was talking about Johnny Mnemonic today. It's super supportive. Everyone is super chill. The vibes are immaculate. It's probably my favorite Discord server I'm a part of, so highly recommend it. Starting at $3 a month, you can get downloads of all the original music that Sean does for the show. That includes the super chill shoegazy track that was playing at Dax's apartment in this episode. I've just listened to that one while I'm writing. It's just good. It's very chill. And also, you could get the special Renaissance version of the theme that you heard there at the end that he did for our D&D episodes. Anyway, when you support us on Patreon, you can also get a cool shout-out at certain levels, like our friends Randy Lovings, Rachel Rachelson, Sewing Seraph, B. Trostler, Kelly Brennan, Damon Faulkner, Smriti Singh, Wyatt Henderson, and Helen Clifford. Anyway, don't forget to subscribe on your podcatcher of choice. Leave us a cute review. Let everyone know what they're getting into. And subscribing actually helps us get higher on the charts and helps more people find us. We're more likely to get recommended if they listen to another show that the algorithm thinks might have some overlap. So if you subscribe, you are helping us out. Yeah, and for my little self-promo here at the end, if you're a late-diagnosed autistic and or ADHD person, self-diagnosis included, and you'd like some peer support to help figure stuff out, like what the fuck are your sensory needs,
because you've been ignoring them, getting handle on meltdowns, making routines that don't expect you to operate like a neurotypical, or any other habits to help you survive in this capitalist hellscape, check out my link in the bottom of the show details. Anyway, we will be back with a new episode on October 15th. Yeah, I think that's all I've got for you, little buddies. Until next time, try not to die.